Today at Kwadinam, October 25th, it's coming to the end of our week, our phase, which we call it, of our Vedic calendar, Sun 5. And Acharya Kumar Swami gives a talk to the congregation of Sarvasadhana Church who come to listen to his wisdom. We don't know what he's going to talk about, and probably he doesn't either, because it's an inspired talk, and we always try to speak to the needs of the people once we feel their vibration. Well, congratulations to the mothers and fathers of our Sarvasadhana Church families who have for many years taught their children at home. Homeschooling is on the front page of Newsweek this week. They find it as a very effective education. It's very precise, concise, and good results are obtained. We have many children in Sarvasadhana Church that have been homeschooled for many, many years. They are bright, competent. They do not lack for companionship, because companionship comes from going to the temple with others their own age. Summer retreats here at Kwadinam, on the beautiful garden island of Kwai, many other activities. Well, you know, Newsweek mentions there are a million children in America who are being taught at home. We would recommend this for other countries too. One of our young men in Singapore, who's 11 going on 12, is being homeschooled now. He's being prepared to become a trainee, to be a swami in our order. Families don't want him to mix with the riffraff of the country, so to speak. Well, today I did more correspondence, the way we do our correspondence. All the emails come and are read by a mechanical voice, and then I dictate to Sinyasin Shamugunatha Swami how to reply for me. He reads to me all the paper mail that comes in from all of you, and we do the very best we can to keep up and keep current. Sometimes it's very difficult. Also, this time of the year I'm working on receiving, here's a Sanskrit word, bear with me, aparada svikara. That means confessions. What do you do when you get a confession? You take it into yourself, you understand it. We mystical people try to locate in one of our past lives when we went through the same experience, because we know we can't hear anything that anyone else has ever done but what we have done ourselves. Therefore, to find the way out for them, all we have to do is go into our mind, even into past lives, and find out how we wiggled out of the situation. Wiggling out of the situation is called prior's chitta, or penance. Because every action, every aparada satkara or confession, is a series of karmas that have been made, usually in this life. Therefore, that conglomerate of psychic energy piles up and makes a mark within the subconscious mind, and that mark can be seen in the inner aura. So we want to mitigate that. We want to fuzz it up a little. We don't want it to come back at a future time full force. So we do a penance. For this to actually work properly, the individual has to feel remorseful. And usually people in the lower nature, as way down there in the darker worlds, don't feel remorseful or guilty about anything. They feel it is their right to do whatever they want and have perfect freedom to hurt others and to retaliate upon others if they are hurt by others. But as they come into the spiritual life, the first thing that awakens is conscience. They begin to be conscious-struck. This is the superconscious of their own mind shining light upon the situation that they have created, and they feel they don't want to repeat the situation because it didn't work out very well. Oh, this is a dirty job listening to these confessions which come in on email, they come in on the telephone, they came in through the mail at this particular time of year. So we take it into ourselves and up through the top of the head until it dissolves. Then if there's anything left, the individual has to do some kind of a penance. Now yesterday, we were talking about bad money, good money, drugs and selling drugs and all those naughty, naughty things that people are doing. Would you like to hear about the karmic chain? Now many people say, well, drugs are okay. It's the laws against drugs and the taking of drugs that are not right. Well, the laws are very severe. For instance, if you fly into Malaysia on the airplane, they will announce the penalty is death if you are carrying drugs or if you take drugs. The penalty is death. And many have experienced going through that tunnel of light or that tunnel of darkness in Malaysia. But that's a very severe penalty. But they have made up their mind they're not going to put up with drugs or drug selling or drug taking and all of that. Now the karmic chain is this. Suppose someone sold drugs to another and that person overdosed and killed himself. The karma would be murder. Maybe the law wouldn't be murder, but the karma would be murder. This means that the person who sold the drugs in their next life would be killed. It's as simple as that. It's a mathematical equation. One act creates another act, and that act comes back on the one who helped create the other act. Similarly, if movie actors and actresses cause others to hurt themselves or kill another person or robber, anything like that, because of the what they're acting out, that karma comes back on them as well as the director, as well as the writer. Pretty messy business to fool around with the law of karma. But that's the karmic chain, so be careful what you do. But there's an easy way to control drugs. Simply say no. Here on the island of Kauai, we have an organization called Drug Free Kauai. This organization works with children in the schools to teach them to say one word, no. To teach them to be leaders. Most people who take drugs are followers. They're not leaders, they're followers. A leader makes a stand. A leader stands for what he believes and believes what he stands for. We're training these children on our beautiful garden island to be leaders and to stand up against that which they know is wrong. Therefore, those who come in on this community with fast talking sales talks and convert some of these people that are trying to be strong and believing in the drug-free Kauai program are making very, very bad karma for themselves. Basically, twice as much bad karma as if they were talking to somebody who was not under this very productive and very useful and very potent program. To tear down the morality of a person has very great karmic consequences. Now, for those who do not believe in the law of karma, and most of the Abrahamic religions don't believe, but some of their followers do, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. This is just Hindu talk. But look at it like this. What goes around comes around. What you sow, you finally will probably reap and eat. So therefore, if you've got to eat it when it comes back, make sure it tastes good. Om Namah Shivaya.